you know what those are called? The shade.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't have any for in here.
Yeah.
It
doesn't look like it needs.
All I have in here is just a curtain over the bedroom window.
Right. That looks like what I'm going to ask about next, a central heating unit.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a name for that?
It's a propane heater.
Okay.
Propane heater.
Would you call that a furnace, too?
It's a furnace, okay. Uh-huh.
I don't know if you have any in this house, maybe in your ranch house. Things you used to go up to the next level with, what do you walk up to get up there?
We have a stairway made out of aspen wood. Okay.
Uh-huh. Is that good for that type
of thing? It's big round logs like that. It mm-hmm. was a big log that big around, and he split it. Mm-hmm. And that makes the two runners that go up.
I see.
And then we go, and then when we get up to the top of our, to the bedroom upstairs, mm-hmm. we have the small aspen wood like this to reinforce, to make a railing.
Okay. In a house such as this, what are some of the things that you think you really need to have? What are some real essentials that you need to have in a house? What would you expect when you go into other people's houses to see there? What kinds of things?
Well,
for instance, the living room. What do you expect to find in the living room in houses around here?
Well, comfort chair, comfortable chair.
Okay.
And then our dining room, our kids are, we have grandkids here,
mm-hmm.
the wife of our grandson, who she stayed here and then remarried, so, mm-hmm. and she's married and has a little boy,
mm-hmm.
so we do have one grandchild, okay. or he's a great grandchild.
And what he's going to need some things, huh?
All these toys. These are his.
what would you call this over here, this... sort of colored floral.
This is a Davenport.
That's a Davenport.
Uh-huh. It's not a bed, it's just a Davenport.
Okay. Would you call it anything else, maybe?
Couch.
Maybe a couch.
Couch, uh-huh.
Would you call it a sofa at all? Or
sofa? Is that not could be a sofa. Uh-huh.
Okay, Davenport, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Of course, you're going to have, well, it looks like you have two of those. What are those called?
Well, one isn't any good, and okay. you know what we decided when we got our new one was to leave it there instead of looking down like this, you know.
Yeah, right.
We liked looking up like this, and we left it there for the elevation of the TV.
Okay.
And it's much easier to watch than to...
Oh, good. Yeah, that's...
Than to have your... See, that it's on a TV stand.
Right.
But it's... you end up looking down. And
you
we're
do
getting
it.
Older, and we need to look up.
Well, that's something you wouldn't notice until you put one on the other one, and you go, wow, this is easier.
He was hard of hearing. And when before he got his hearing aid, we had some little little ear things. And
oh, really?
He could plug it in, and then that way I could turn my TV down to where I could hear it instead of having it so loud.
Oh, okay.
It helped my ears.
So you watch different things at the same time on these?
No, they'd be the same thing,
oh, okay.
only I didn't get all that noise.
Okay, right. He's got it cranked, but you're listening to it at a good level for you.
Once in a while I go out in the kitchen and close the door to keep from hearing it. If he can't get on the little one and he has to go here, like, for discovery,
mm-hmm.
he likes to watch it, but he likes to hear it, too. Mm-hmm. So then I go to another room.
How would you group together the Davenport, the chairs, if you were going to talk about everything? You have a lot of, what would you say? A lot of what?
Furniture.
Okay. What is something you probably have in your bedroom to keep clothing in, besides the closet, but an actual piece of furniture? What do you call that?
A dresser.